This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 25 years ago, we were introduced to the character of Patrick Bateman, the villainous, to put it mildly, banker at the heart of Bret Easton Ellis' novel American Psycho. After the book came the movie starring Christian Bale. Now comes a Broadway musical in which you can watch Bateman's gory killing spree unfold over a danceable 1980s soundtrack. I promise I am not making this up. So far, the show has tallied a respectable $2 million in advance ticket sales, many of them quite possibly to young Wall Streeters. But Bateman's return also gives us a chance to look at how banking has changed since we first met him. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York.
This is what being Patrick Bateman means to me.
That's Benjamin Walker, star of the new Broadway play. Seeing audiences giggle and cheer their way through the synth-heavy musical, it's hard to remember how much trouble the novel stirred up when it came out 25 years ago. The original publisher dropped the book, and the author got death threats as critics ripped American Psycho for its brutal violence, particularly against women. Today, the same story doesn't provoke protests. The audience just laughs at the narcissistic 26-year-old investment banker.
It's hip to be square.
When Patrick chops up a business rival with an axe as Huey Lewis blares, the audience goes nuts like they just saw a touchdown pass. During intermission, the smartphone set scrambles to the front to get shots of crews mopping up all the stage blood. Even though Bateman's a Wall Street guy and countless scenes are set in his bank, there's almost no discussion of banking in the novel, film, or musical. All the office talk is food, women, clothes, and famously, business cards. Novelist Bret Easton Ellis says that wasn't his original plan.
It was really going to be a very earnest book. It really was going to be about how the system works.
He changed focus after he started hanging out with young bankers who hardly had anything to say about what they actually did at work.
They wanted to show off their suits. They wanted to show off who could get the best table in a restaurant, who was dating the hottest girl. And so what happened was that what was supposed to be a novel about the banking system in 1986, 87, 88 really became a much more experimental, kind of hallucinatory investigation into lifestyle.
From today's viewpoint, we know Bateman's period as a time when banking ceased to be something most people could understand and turned far more complex, mysterious, and opaque, even to some inside finance. In the 80s, Wall Street ramped up repackaging of home loans into complex products. It was an interesting idea at the time, but it mutated over the years into the explosive material of the financial crisis. Even Bateman's vivid imagination couldn't conjure how much bigger and more complex banking has gotten.
There are gods, there are kings, I'm pretty sure I'm the same thing. Beyond boundaries, beyond rules, I've been taught in the best schools. There is little I won't do, I'm not like you.
Patrick Bateman is born into money and gets richer on Wall Street. He's a one percenter in today's language. In the quarter century since the novel came out, the gap between rich and poor has chasmed. Many of the rich banker's victims tend to be from the other end of the spectrum. A homeless person, sex workers, a taxi driver. It makes this late 80s tale seem pretty current after Occupy Wall Street and the ongoing debate over income inequality.
It's about lack of empathy. And that's very easy to have when you are wealthy and you live in a bubble.
We're not complaining because the cash keeps raining. So I don't know, don't know, don't know. You want it all.
It's left to you to decide whether Bateman is truly murderous or if the carnage is all in his mind. As for Wall Street guys, Ellis says the ones he's met over the years love the character. They proudly share pictures of their Bateman Halloween costumes, typically a blood-soaked raincoat like the one available for $15 at the souvenir stand of the musical. People often ask where Bateman would work if the novel were set in 2016.
I don't know if Patrick would be chasing that particular dream, or else if he would be doing something that was quote-unquote cooler, trendier.
Since the financial crisis, Wall Street isn't quite the magnet it used to be, lacking the prestige and swashbuckling glamour of the 80s. The Patrick Bateman of today just might be working in Silicon Valley, buying absurdly expensive coffee, tailoring his hoodies, and plotting how to lure the next victim into his Pacific Heights Victorian. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.